This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So let's talk about that feeling, that familiar frustration, right? You've poured countless hours into your content. You've meticulously optimized everything you can think of. But your website's still just kind of languishing, stuck. Maybe page 2 of Google, bottom of page 1.
Yeah.
It really feels like you're running on a digital treadmill. You know, making all this effort, but seeing no real forward progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're calling the SEO ranking plateau. That moment when, okay, maybe your initial efforts got you some visibility.
Right.
But you just cannot seem to break into those really high impact spots, the top few results on Google.
It's a remarkably common hurdle. We see it all the time, especially with growing B2B companies.
Really?
Yeah. They've done the foundational stuff, some content optimization. Maybe they fixed a few basic technical glitches. And then, boom, rankings just flatline.
Right. And that's the killer, isn't it? Because we know the stats.
Exactly. Something like, what, 75% of the clicks happen in those top three organic results?
75%. So anything below that.
Yeah.
It just rarely translates into serious lead volume, does it?
Not really. You might be visible technically, but you're not visible where it actually counts, not where it's going to, you know, move the needle for your business.
Okay. Okay. So let's really peel back the layers on this today.
Yeah.
Our deep dive here is all about understanding why. Why do you hit this wall? And maybe more importantly, uncovering the precise strategies to not just like climb over it.
Yeah.
But to properly break past that plateau.
Yeah. The goal really has to be moving beyond just guesswork or doing more of the same. We need to look for a really strategic, data-driven approach to SEO, something that takes you from being stuck in the middle, like you said, right onto that crucial first page, because that's where the real business impact actually happens.
So to kind of wrap things up here,
mm-hmm.
we've walked through these key culprits, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Elevating your content so it's not just good, but truly definitive.
Right. The final word.
Earning those really authoritative backlinks, not just any links.
The high credibility ones, yeah.
Uncovering those sneaky, hidden technical issues that might be holding you back.
Those silent killers.
Optimizing for deeper user engagement, not just clicks.
What happens after the click?
Crucial. And finally, strategically refreshing that keyword approach to match what people are actually searching for now.
Exactly. Keeping it current with intent.
It really sounds like breaking through this SEO ranking plateau
mm-hmm.
isn't about, you know, just trying harder or doing more.
No, not at all.
It's about trying smarter, wouldn't you say, with more precision.
Absolutely. That's the core of it. The key to breaking the plateau isn't guesswork. It's not throwing more content at the wall. It's about having a focused strategic plan. And that plan needs to be built on solid competitive research.
Knowing what others are doing well.
Exactly. And thorough on-site optimization, the content, the technical stuff, the user experience, plus continuous, really nuanced measurement of your performance. Not just rankings, but engagement, conversions.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned something interesting earlier if you're already investing in, say, Google Ads. A well-synced SEO campaign, one that's really working, can actually start to lower your overall cost per lead from those paid channels, too.
Ah, interesting synergy there.
Yeah, while significantly boosting your long-term ROI from organic, it's about building this robust digital foundation, one that reinforces everything else you're doing marketing-wise.
That's a fantastic point about the synergy. It really drives home that it's, well, it's a holistic thing, a strategic approach across the board. So, as we finish up this deep dive, maybe here's a thought for you, the listener, to mull over. If your current keyword strategy is mostly, maybe unconsciously, just about getting more traffic, what shifts do you think you need to make to really focus on getting the right traffic, the traffic that truly aligns with your ideal customer's intent right now, today?
Yeah.
How could you maybe redefine your content or even your link building efforts to specifically target that ideal customer and what they actually need?
And that, I think, raises an even deeper question, doesn't it? Beyond just the numbers and the metrics, how deeply are you really engaging with the human, the person behind that search query once they actually land on your page?
That's a great point.
Are you just giving them information? Or are you actually sparking some kind of connection, something that turns that simple website visit into a genuinely valuable interaction?
Yeah. Are you solving their problem in a way that resonates?
Precisely.
Lots to think about there. Hopefully you can take these insights and start turning those stagnant rankings into some real, tangible momentum for your business.
Well, We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.